Hi, this is Nissapod, and it is Sunday the 13th of January 2013. And I'm inspired to do this audio boo today by Dorky Mum, who is a blogger who is just as impressed as I am with a book by Marion Keyes called The Mystery of Mercy Close. And one of the concepts that's that comes from this book is the idea of having a shovel list, which is the opposite of a bucket list in a way, because instead of it being things that you really sort of aspire to do and like and so on, it's things that you really want to hit over the head or over the, you just want to bash it with a shovel. You dislike it that much. And those of you who read my Nissapod blog or listen to my Nissapod audio boos will know that in the most part, I am very positive about things. I am very upbeat about things. I talk about things I like. But today I'm going to do something a bit different and talk about my shovel list. So this is things that I dislike and want to hit with a shovel. The first thing is people who are really bad at listing things and describing things on eBay. I think it's just incredible. It's not just bad spellings, that is irritating enough. It's just people who are really sketchy. They don't describe how big things are. They don't take decent photos. I mean, it doesn't have to be a fantastic photo, but you need to be able to see what it looks like. And I just think, oh, you're wasting my time. I have to spend so much time faffing around and trying different ways to search to find the good stuff. Why don't people just have, 5 minutes to think a little bit about how people might want to look for something? Put in the relevant words, say how big it is, tell me if there's something wrong with it. It's not that hard, just do it. So that's one thing. Smokers who hang out immediately outside the doors of places, including my workplace, I kind of walk out the door and there's this fug of cigarette smoke. I hate that. Excess packaging, particularly on toys, and you just have to hack into it with scissors and get the screwdriver out and have all these little twisty ties and all of that kind of thing. And just takes you ages and you get your fingernails broken, but also it's very environmentally unfriendly as well, so just don't do it. And the Disney store is a particular bugbear with this, I think. Prices that drop just after I've bought something, really hate that. There are so many special offers all the time, and you kind of think you've got a really good special offer, and then 2 days later they drop it further and stuff. And it used to be that prices, stayed fairly similar, and then you had a sale, and maybe the price gradually dropped through the sale. But prices bob up and down all the time, and it's very hard to predict. And it's just so annoying if you bought something and you've actually been quite pleased with the price you got it for, and then the next day the price drops further. That really irritates me. Books that are not available on the Kindle. I'm trying really hard not to buy lots and lots of print books, but there's still a heck of a lot of books that are not available to buy on the Kindle, or that are more expensive in the Kindle edition than the print edition. And both those things are very irritating. Talking of books, I have started to get very irritated and annoyed by Topsy and Tim. They are just so nice, and the stories are just so boring. And my little boy loves them so much, and I have to do them over and over again. So we now have a limit that he's got to have a maximum of one Topsy and Tim book a night, no more than one, because I can't take any more than one. George Osborne, I'm not going to say very much about him. Chancellor of the Exchequer, utter sod. Really, really annoyed by him, but that could be a whole audio boo in its own right. So there you go, some things I'm really annoyed about and would like to hit with a shovel. Bye for now.